做这样读经计划，读经的计划到了约伯记。
And our Bible reading schedule, we now is reading the book of Job.
那当然约伯记啊，我们一般所理解的就是约伯啊，他受到很大的苦难。
And most of our understanding is that Job had great suffering.
于是大家就把焦点呢放在苦难哈，在人生苦难当中怎么来度过。
And so we would emphasize on how we go, can get through our life through hardships.
所以您假设去用 Google 去查说约伯记的教训，还是约伯记里头的故事哈，那他一定会提到很多的苦难，人生的苦难的问题。
So if we Google the book of Job, the most of the teaching will be about difficulties in life or sufferings in life.
但是刚刚主领这个诗颂的姐妹哈，她有读一段圣经啊，以赛亚书五十五章。
And but the sister who just led our hymn singing this morning, read a Bible verse, Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章的第八节里头就记载说，神的意念是高过人的意念。
And in Isaiah 55 verse 8, it says God's ways is higher than man's ways.
所以以人的角度来看呢，约伯的确是受到很大的打击呀。
So from man's perspective, indeed, Job had a difficult life.
他一下子产生多损失的。
And he lost a lot of things in a moment.
孩子也全部都死了。
All his children died.
他身体又有疾病。
And he himself inflicted a lot of pain and illness.
当然是很可怜的。
Of course, he's very pitiful.
我们碰到这种人呢，也一定会同情他。
And if we see someone who went through the same thing, we would have pity on them.
可是我们看神啊，神在结束里头，神在说话的时候，没有提到苦难这两个字。
But when God spoke to him, he never mentioned the word suffering.
所以神的意念跟人的意念是不一样的。
So God's ways are different than man's ways.
不但是不一样，而且是高过神的看法，是远远的高过人的想法。
And not only that, we are not the same, but God's ways and thoughts are are higher than ours.
那我们再来看以利亚的故事啊。
If we look at the story of Elijah.
当时以利亚哈在山上打败了很多的假先知。
And on the top of the mountain, Elijah defeated a lot of false prophets.
他以一个得胜者的姿态下山。
And he went down the mountain victorious.
但是下了山以后，他只听一句话啊，他只听到一句话就把他打倒了。
But after he went down from the mountain, he only need to hear these words that it already defeated him.
那一句话就是说，耶洗别啊。要杀他。
And what he heard was that Jezebel is going to kill him.
这个杀，被杀，要被追杀，这个对他来讲是一个让他很害怕的事情啊。
And to be hunted and killed are something that he was very afraid of.
也就对他来说是一个生命的威胁。
And to him, it was threatening his life.
那我们想想，我们受到生命威胁的时候，一定晚上可能睡不着觉。
And if we think to ourselves, if we have life-threatening situation, we probably won't be able to sleep at night.
整天晚上都在紧张。
All night, we will be very anxious and nervous.
事实上，耶洗别都还没有开始行动，他就先跑啊。
So even before Jezebel took action, he already fled.
所以这件事情对他来说也是一个苦难啊。
And to him, to Elijah, this is also a type of suffering.
虽然整个故事啊，不像约伯记里头所记载的那么精彩啊，那么多的篇幅。
And so, even though the recording of Elijah is not as detailed as many as that in the book of Job.
但是对于以利亚来说也是一个苦难啊。
But to Elijah, that is also a suffering in his life.
可是当神面对以利亚的时候
，But when God appeared to Elijah.
神也是一样没有提到这个事情。
God also did not mention that.
所以可见神的意念是高过人的意念。
And of course, God's thoughts and ways are higher than men.
所以我们要怎么来读约伯记
？So how should we read the book of Job?
我们可能要往神的意念的这方面来读哈，来领受。
And we should read it from the perspective of God's way and God's thoughts.
所以我们第一个就要读的时候，要来先想一想圣经的主题到底是什么。
And so before we read it, we need to think about what is the theme of the Bible.
那我们都知道圣经的主题是救恩呢。
We know that the theme of the Bible is salvation.
可是神的救恩呢，一直被一个邪恶的势力啊，一个抵挡者，一直被破坏者。
But God's salvation have always been opposed and obstructed by these evil force.
那当时神设计的一个救恩呢，就是伊甸园呢。
And the salvation that God created was the Garden of Eden.
哦，让人在里头享受着。So
that man can enjoy within the garden.
过着一个无忧无虑的生活了。And
we can live a life without worries.
那可是好景不长。But
unfortunately,
一个超级的推销员啊，神的抵挡者啊。 来对于亚当跟夏娃进行试探。
A great salesman, one that opposes to God, deceived Adam and Eve.
也就是要跟他们推销一个产品。
And he was going to try to sell this product to them.
这个产品就是善恶树上的果子。
And that product is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
人类输了。
And so man was defeated.
输了以后当然就失去救恩了，就被赶出了伊甸园。
Because they lost, therefore they also lost salvation and was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
所以在表面上看，好像神输了。So
on the surface, it seems like God lost.
可是后来神有没有输呢？
But did God lose?
虽然神还没有动手了。
Even though God have not take action yet.
但是神就为了人类，做一个皮衣，让他穿上。
And God had made a cloth for the Adam and Eve out of animal skin.
就解决了人，因为当时他们只是拿无花果树上的叶子做衣服，可是日头一晒就枯干了。
And at that time, men have only covered themselves with leaves from the trees. But once the sun have scorching hot, the leaf will wilt.
所以人的问题呢，用人的方法来解决，只是暂时的。
And so when men try to solve the problem in their own way, it is only temporary.
还是需要神的方法来解决，来帮助他们解决。
We still need God's way to help them. Resolve the problem.
当皮衣的话很坚固。
And so the clothes from animal skin are more firm.
可能穿到亚当离开世间，皮衣都还不会破啊。
And perhaps they could wear that until the time Adam leave the world, and it still wouldn't wear off.
所以就帮他们解决问题。
And so God helped them solve problems.
所以我们就可以看得出来。 圣经的主题就是一直谈到神来预备救恩，神帮助人类来解决问题。
And so the theme of the Bible is how God planned for salvation and how he always tried to help mankind solve their problems.
所以一开始有人以来，就是一直在讨论这个主题。
And so that theme has been going on ever since man exists.
我们请看希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter
1,
verse
1.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse
1. 神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets.
所以神在古时，那古时是什么时候呢？就是有人的以来，就是古时啊，古时候啊。
So when is the past? That is the time starting when man exists.
然后说借着众先知啊，多次多方，利用各种方法、各种管道、各种时间，来告诉列祖，告诉以前的人。
And so in various time, in various way, God spoke and told the people of old.
然后这些先知是谁呢？
And who are these prophets?
亚伯也是先知啊。
Abel is also a prophet.
亚伯拉罕也是先知啊。Abraham
was also a prophet.
说这些人都在讲神的故事。
All these people are telling the story of God.
那再来看第二章的第一节。
And also let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
所以我们当越发郑重所听的道理啊，恐怕我们随流而失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的人都受了该受的报应。第三节。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能够陶醉呢？啊，这个救恩啊，起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实的。那第四节，
啊，
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事、百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证啊。所以主耶稣降生以来，也是一直谈论以前所谈的救恩。
And so after Jesus was born, he also is telling us about the salvation.
好，所以圣经一直所谈的啊，从以前到现在都在谈救恩。
And so in the Bible, from the past to the present, it is telling the story of salvation.
啊，所以我们在读圣经的时候，一定要有一致的观点啊，圣经主题最主要的是在谈救恩。
And so when we read the Bible, very important to keep in mind and is that its theme is to talk about salvation.
啊，虽然有些时候圣经要用故事啊，用故事的方式来教导人，但是呢，终极的目标还是在讨论救恩。
And even though the Bible might sometimes use stories to tell its teaching, but the most important thing is it is still talking about salvation.
啊，虽然在旧约时代，我们也会看到啊，有人说旧约的神哦是很残忍啊，打打杀杀。
And some people might say the God in the Old Testament time is very cruel. There's a lot of killing going on.
那我们表面上看起来好像是很残忍。
On the surface, it seems like it is. God is really cruel.
啊，其实也就是在讨论救恩，在谈救恩，就是用这个故事来告诉我们啊他的故事。
But yet, it is still talking about salvation. It's just using those stories to tell us about salvation.
所以还是在讨论神的救恩呢。
It's still talking about God's salvation.
那神的救恩呢？我们看历史哈，看历史一直在啊生啊死生死还是死生死啊跟死亡跟生。
And so if we look at history, there's a lot of birth and death.
啊，比如说约瑟啊，他做了两个梦啊。
For example, Joseph, he dreamt two dreams.
啊，这个两个梦啊，他当然不能，可能不晓得我正确意思是什么，但是他应该知道哈，因为他爸爸说，哎，难道我们啊，连我跟你妈妈也要跟你下拜吗？所以应该知道这个梦里面内容到底是什么意思。
And so Joseph perhaps kind of know what the meaning of his dream was.
啊，可是后来他被出卖到埃及地。
But later on, he was sold to the land of Egypt.
哇，后来他被关起来。
And he was in prison.
所以表面上看起来好像没有希望啊，这个梦啊不能够实现的。
And on the surface, it seems like there's no hope for this dream to be realized.
啊，所以以人的角度来看，他们是死定了，死定了，没有希望。
And from man's perspective, they are doomed.
但是神的作为又让他起死回生啊，甚至能够当到宰相。
But later on, God had turned around his life, and he even became a prime minister.
好，那在旧约时代哈，神是应许亚伯兰的子孙哈，他们要住在迦南地，可是他们的子孙呢，会一阵子住在埃及地啊，到了第四代，他们又会回来迦南地。
And God promised Abraham that the land of Canaan, but for some period his descendants will live in Egypt, but later on they will return to the land of Canaan.
哦，那他们就真的因为饥荒关系啊，就移民哈，移民到埃及。
But indeed because of famine, they have to move to Egypt.
因为约瑟啊，在那里当宰相。
And Joseph was there as the prime minister.
啊，约瑟为他们安排一个很好的地方能够居住。
And Joseph had arranged a good place for them to live.
啊，那后来约瑟死了。约瑟死了。
So after Joseph died.
啊，约瑟死了，好像这个创世纪就结束嘛，对呀。
And that's the end of Genesis.
所以就好像没有希望了。约瑟死了，你看那个恩人，那个有影响力的人啊，高位的人啊，死了。
And so there seems to be the end of their hope because this person, their benefactor who is in high position now died.
啊，既然死了，他们凭着什么能够出埃及呢？
And since Joseph had died, what hope can they have to get out of Egypt?
而且他们那个时候在埃及的身份跟地位是非常卑微。
And their status as in Egypt was very low.
因为他们没有政治力量。
Because they have no political power.
所以他们凭什么能够出埃及呀？
So what can help them out of Egypt?
所以以人的角度来看，他们很可怜呢。
So from man's perspective, the Israelites was very pitiful.
在苦难当中呢。
They are living in suffering.
可是神还是有办法。
But God still has His ways.
神还是有办法来让他们出埃及呀。
God can lead them out of Egypt.
这个就是救恩呢。
So that's salvation.
所以圣经的主题啊，就是在谈救恩，虽然是用不同的故事啊，不同的角度来描述。
So Bible is telling the story of salvation. It's just through different stories and different ways.
好，那第二个我们要明白啊，圣经的安排编排方法。
And the second, we must understand how the Bible is arranged.
从创世纪开始，当然就是人的历史。
And from the book of Genesis, it's talk about the history of man.
当然，前面的五卷我们叫做摩西五经，其实也是人的历史啊。
The five books of Moses, the five books of the Bible, we also call the history, the book of the history of man.
然后接着约书亚记啊，一直演进啊。
And it continues with the book of Joshua.
到了以斯帖记，这个都是人的历史。
All through the book of Esther, these are the history.
那历史最主要是告诉我们什么？
What is history trying to tell us?
历史啊，有要告诉我们一些故事。
History will tell us some stories.
因为它介绍神啊，所以创世的第一章第一节叫起初神创造天地。
And it introduces us to God in Genesis 1 verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
让我们知道神怎么来主宰这个世界的历史。
And we know how God created the world and the history of it.
然后接下来就是智慧书啊。
And the next is the book of wisdom.
从约伯记开始。
Starting from the book of Job.
所以历史就是稍微暂停啊，说过去啊。这些历史就是过去叫历史嘛，过去的事情。
And so the history recorded the things that happened in the past.
然后到约伯记这些诗歌哈，这些诗歌约伯记啊、诗篇啊、箴言这些呢，就是一个智慧书。
And so the book of Job, Psalm, Prophet, these are all the book of wisdom.
所以到了约伯记就暂停啊，这个历史书就暂停，稍微停一停。
So up to the book of Job, the history momentarily stopped there.
不再讨论这个历史的。
We no longer talk about history.
所以圣经的编者就是告诉这些读者，我们这些读者，这今天我们来读的人说，稍微停一下哈，大家现在来回想过去啊，想一想。
And so the Bible is telling us, let us stop looking at history now and let's think back to them.
所以约伯记其实也是要告诉我们，你要再想一想哈，想一想以前这位神是怎么样一位神。
And so the book of Job is telling us to think about God and what kind of God he is.
所以我们就要把约伯记当成是现在哈，现在哈，就约伯记发生情形，我们在生活在跟约伯一样时代的人哈，当时那个叫做现在。
And so when we read, if we think that we live in the same time of Job, that the book of Job is actually the present.
所以历史呢，这个历史书啊，都是以前的故事啊，是以前的这个历史。
So the book of history talk about the past, what things that happened before.
那约伯记啊，就是现在啊，当时以他们的立场讲，就是现在。
And so in the book of Job is talking about now, the present.
那现在的神还是一样。
And God in the present is still the same God.
那到了主耶稣来临呢，到主耶稣这个新约时代的神啊，主耶稣时代还是一样。那主耶稣时代对当时约伯记时代的人来说，这是未来呀。
And so the God is still the same in the time of the Lord Jesus, but to the people that live in the time of Job, the time of the Lord Jesus is the future.
所以约伯记就是连接过去跟未来。
And so the book of Job connects the past and the future.
那新约的事情呢？耶稣基督出生的事情对他们来说是未来呀。
And so all the things that happened in the New Testament after Christ was born, these are all the future.
所以我们明白这个圣经的编排的方法。
So we need to remember how the Bible was constructed.
那再明白神的旨意。
And next we need to know God's will.
我们请看路加福音。
Let us turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter two.
路加福音第二章十四节。
Luke chapter two, verse 14.
路加福音第二章十四节。
Luke chapter two, verse 14.
十四节。路加第二章十四节。
Luke chapter two, verse 14.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。啊，所以这边有一个重点。
And here there is a key point.
啊，这个是神的旨意啊。
This is God's will.
啊，耶稣主耶稣基督出生的目的啊，就是在至高处荣耀归给神。
The purpose of the birth of Christ is to give glory to God in the highest.
所以神啊需要荣耀。
So God need this glory.
那人呢啊需要平安。
And we need this peace.
啊，这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
所以我们在生活可能会遭遇到不同的环境啊，不同的难题。
So as we live, we might encounter a lot of sufferings or difficulties.
啊，我们一定要想到啊，想到神的旨意。
Then we need to think about God's will.
神的旨意就是他要得荣耀，我们要得平安。
And God's will is to give glory to God and for to have peace for us.
啊，就像约伯那个时候，他也是。要想办法让神得到荣耀啊。
Just like Job at the time, he also do his best to give glory to God.
让神得到荣耀，人就有平安。
When God have glory, then man will live in peace.
所以神呢、啊，会利用人啊来彰显他的荣耀。
And so God will use man to show his glory.
所以当我们在患难时候，我们就不用怕，我们知道神的旨意。
So when we are in difficulties, we should not be afraid because we know God's will.
好，我们就把荣耀归给他。
We give all glory to God.
好，我们就能够得到平安。
Then we shall receive peace.
啊，这是一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
那我们也要明白神的抵挡者。
And we also need to understand him that opposes God.
啊，神他用他的能力智慧啊创造大地。
And God have created heaven and earth with His power.
好像很顺利啊。
It seems like a very smooth process.
啊，其实他有抵挡者。
But there are a force that is opposed to God.
所以当时在伊甸园里头也有三个树啊。
And in the Garden of Eden, there's these three trees.
所以有人以来就是经常存在着这个善恶之间之争的问题。
And since the creation of man, there exists these two differing forces of good and evil.
那善跟恶是两个是敌对的。
Good and evil are opposite of each other.
我们请看马太福音哈。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Matthew 4, verse 10.
马太福音第四章第十节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 10.
那耶稣说啊，撒旦退去吧，啊，那这里撒旦啊，这个中文的解释说，撒旦就是抵挡的意思啊。
And
抵挡。
And so, here the word Satan is means he who opposes.
所以不管神做什么事情，总是有一个恶的势力啊，这个。抵挡，有人要抵挡他，要跟他作对。
So no matter what God what God does, there's always this force that will oppose to him.
啊，所以撒旦也要跟神作对了。
And so Satan will oppose God.
啊，不管神做哪件事情。
No matter what God did.
那自古以来，神也有抵挡者呢。
And so ever since the beginning, God has this force that opposes him.
好，那我们来第二个，我们有这个了解以后，我们再来进入到我们历史的神啊。
And so after this understanding, let's look at God in history.
因为约伯记就是连接过去啊跟未来。
Because the book of Job connects the past to the present and the future.
啊，就是要了解啊，历史的神是一位怎么样的神。
And we need to understand what kind of God he was.
因为我们只要是一些基本观念通了以后
，And so after we know the basic knowledge，
那我们就很容易明白啊，约伯记到底是在讲些什么。
And it's easier for us to understand what the book of Job is trying to say.
哦，我们不会被那个故事的内容所误导啊。
We will not be led astray by the stories.
那历史书的神啊。
The God in the book of history.
那神是亚伯拉罕的盾牌。
And God is the shield of Abraham.
我们去看创世纪十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis 15.
创世纪十五章的第一节。
Genesis 15, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这事以后啊，神在异象中有话对亚伯拉罕说啊，亚伯拉罕，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐给你。那这个事以后是什么时候呢？这个事是指的什么事情呢？
And so, what is this this phrase referring to?
啊，就是他打败啊，他打败五王以后啊。
This is happening after he defeated the five kings.、
啊、他打败仇敌。
He defeated his enemies.
啊，当时他也是很风光啊。
And so he was also very glorious then.
啊，甚至于连那个撒冷王曼杰西德都出来迎接他。
And even the king of Salem, Melchizedek, came to meet him.
啊，但是。你打败敌人啊，敌人也会想借机会，想找机会再回来报复啊。
And of course, when you defeated your enemies, there's a higher chance that they will come back for revenge.
哦，好像美国去轰炸那些恐怖分子啊，恐怖分子还是会找机会来报复的，不会停止啊。
For example, the U.S. Try to destroy the terrorists, but the terrorists will also come back and try to take revenge. They will not stop.
但没有和平的日子。
There's no peaceful time.
因为这是人啊。
Because we're men.
人的社会，人的世界了。
And this is human world.
所以当时亚伯兰他打败了五个王。
So at that time, Abraham defeated the five kings.
他很害怕他们来报复啊。
And he was afraid that they will come back to take revenge.
所以圣经说啊，这事以后，就是他打败那些王以后，他心里面可能也会怕。
And so the Bible here is trying to tell us that after that, Abraham was afraid in his heart.
当然神说不要怕，我是你的盾牌。
But God told him, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I'm your shield."
那所谓盾牌，就是躲在他后面的人呢、啊，就不会受到伤害。
And if he is his shield, if Abraham take cover behind the shield, he would not be harmed.
所以也就是说，神有能力来保护他所喜爱的人呢、啊。
And God has the power to protect those that He loves.
那虽然那些王的人数的军队人数啊，是超过远远的超过亚伯拉罕的人数。
And even though the army of the five kings might greatly exceed the men of Abraham,
但神有能力来保护他们。
But God had the power to protect them.
那神也是全能的神。
God is also Almighty God.
啊，请看十七章第一节，《创世纪》。
Genesis 17, verse 1.
十七章第一节。
Genesis 17, verse 1.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，神向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神啊，你在我面前做完全人啊。”所以神告诉自我介绍啊，说我是全能的神。
And so God introduced himself as the Almighty God.
也就是他自己啊，他独自啊创造宇宙大地啊。
And because he alone created the universe.
啊，不需要借着别人。
He did not need help from others.
所以圣经说独自啊铺张穹天呢。
And so he alone created everything.
啊，当然能够创造大地宇宙的人啊，他也是全能的神。
And of course, the creator of heaven and earth, he is also the Almighty God.
啊，是值得依靠的，值得信赖的。
And he is worthy for us to rely on and trust.
那神也是打胜仗的神。
God is also a victorious God.
我们请看出埃及记。
Let's all turn to Exodus.
出埃及记十五章。
Exodus 15.
创世记的后面，出埃及记十五章的第一节。
Exodus 15, verse 1.
十五章第一节。
Exodus 15, verse 1.
那时摩西和以色列人向神唱歌说，我要向神歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的人驮在海中。虽然埃及也是一个强国。
And even though Egypt was a strong country,
啊，他们不愿意啊，以色列人啊离开埃及。
And they were not willing to let the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为以色列人啊，那些都是奴工啊。
And because the Israelites were all slaves who labored for them.
啊，可能是免费的啊。
And they're free.
割草是免费的，盖房子都免费的。
And so they will build houses or do things that for free.
好。那谁愿意他们离开呢？当然不愿意了。
So who wanted to let them go? Of course, no one.
他们提供免费的服务啊。
Because they labor for free.
但是呢，神有办法使他们离开。
But God has His way to deliver them.
啊，虽然埃及啊用政治力量、用军事力量来阻挡以色列百姓啊出埃及。
And even though the Egyptians are using their military and political power to try to stop the Israelites.Of getting out of Egypt.
那神降下十样灾殃啊。
And God gave them 10 plagues.
后来他们没办法，就让以色列百姓出了埃及。
And so they have no choice but to let the Israelites go.
那后来想想，不对啊，他们就反悔了，赶快派遣那个最优秀的军队啊，追了过去啊。
But later on, they regretted it, and they sent their best soldiers to go after the Israelites.
啊，也到了红海的地方啊，做一个决战。
And so they have a final battle by the Red Sea.
其实神也没有跟他们战呐。
And in actuality, God did not even go to battle with them.
神就先使红海分开，让以色列百姓能够安全的走过去。
God just separated the Red Sea so that the Israelites can walk on the dry land and cross the stream.
哦，那埃及军队也要跟着走过去呀。
And the soldiers of Egypt went after them.
啊，没想到走到一半呐，海水在复合。
But in the middle, the departed water have come together again.
所有的军队都被海水所淹灭。
So all the Egyptian soldiers were drowned.
所以以色列百姓啊，就很高兴啊，说。大大战胜啊！大大的战胜埃及人啊！埃及的军队。
And so the Israelites was very happy because they have been they triumphed gloriously over Egypt.
神战胜啊！神战胜这个信息呢，在历史书啊一直重复出现。
And so the triumphant God is a theme that keep on repeating in the book of history.
啊，所以到了这个。约伯记啊，就是让大家来回顾一下子的稍停啊，让大家来回顾啊。
And so when it comes to the book of Job, the history stops for momentarily, so everyone can look back.
好像看电影，有时候片子太长哦，中场休息。
And just like when you are watching a play, if it's too long, you have intermissions.
啊，那中间呢，大家啊可以休息一下子，也可以想想刚刚所看过那个故事的情节。
And so you have time to rest and think about what you just saw.
所以我们想想啊。
So let us think.
啊，根据我们在以前所学习过历史书哈，从创世纪啊一直到这个以斯帖记。
And think about the book of history from Genesis all the way to the book of Esther.
啊，那我们就知道神啊是掌控历史的神。
And we know that God is the God who have control over history.
因为王的心啊在神的手中啊哈，王的心啊，他怎么想都是在神的手中。
And so the heart of the king at the time is also in the hand of God.
我记得在大概1949年的时候
I remember in 1949.
当当时我还没出生呢。
Of course, I wasn't born then. I read history. I read the history.
啊，那个时候呢，国民党啊，在大陆，在中国，国民党跟共产党呢，有这个内战。
And there is a civil war in China.
那国民党这方面，蒋介石这方面就打败了，就撤退到台湾来。
And so the Kuomintang was defeated, and so they went to Taiwan.
那他们先到我们金门啊，金门，然后再慢慢到台湾。
They first went to Jinmen and then gradually moved to Taiwan.
啊，所以金门呢，那边呢有一些军队。
And so they have an army there in Jinmen.
啊，但是不是很多了。
And but that is not a lot.
啊，那共产党呢？他们本来是要想攻金门啊。攻打金门以后，就是要攻到台湾了。
And so the Communist Party is trying to first attack Jinmen City, and then later on they will attack Taiwan.
所以有些军队啊，他们派遣了大概几千人啊，我看看。
There are about
大概一万多人啊。
About 10,000 men with them.
就要去攻打金门。
They want to attack Jinmen.
哇，他们计划好好的啊。
They have planned very well.
他们想说，大概在3天之内啊，就能够啊把金门打下来。
And they plan to take down the city of Jinmen in 3 days.
打金门以后，再接下来就会打台湾呐。
And after they seize Jinmen, they will went and attack Taiwan.
所以他们就趁着那个月黑哈，很暗的时候，没有月亮，而且是满潮的时候，船就出发了。
And so they take the boat and they use the darkest night when there's no moon and high tide and try and they went off.
可是没想到哈，因为风一吹，结果把整个船队都吹乱了。
But they didn't take into account the strong wind, and so it actually blown them away.
因为吹乱了，就不能够按照本来的计划，这些船要集中起来啊，去到某一个特定的地方啊。
And so because of the strong wind, the boats weren't able to come together and focus their attack on the city.
所以整个战力就大大受影响。
And so that battle was greatly affected.
而且他们是趁着涨潮的时候来攻打，攻打以后那个船只退潮都很快，船只就搁浅在岸上，就不能动了。
And so they actually attacked during the high tide, but actually the tide actually retreated very fast, and so the boats were stuck on the shore.
所以那一次他们就打败了。And
so at the time they were defeated.
没有一个人回去的。And
none of the 10,000 men returned.
所有的船只都被烧坏了。All
the boats were destroyed.
所以我们想一想，假如那一次能够让他们得逞。
And we think about it, if they were successful,
那台湾就不保啊,
then Taiwan will not be safe.
那台湾不保的话, 因为共产党是不赞成要开放宗教政策,
and because the Communist Party did not allow free religion,
那假如他们来占领台湾的话, 那我们的真
If they were successful in seizing Taiwan, then our truth, our gospel, would not be able to spread to Southeast Asia and other places.
So,
eventually, we was not going to be able to win that battle.
但是因为整个历史都在神的掌控当中。
But because the history is actually in the hands of God.
所以说人的意思是想消灭这个岛屿呀。And
so according to man's plan, they wanted to destroy this place.
来延伸他的控制的范围。And
they want to expand their territory.
但是神的旨意是高过人的意念啊。But
God's way is higher than man's way.
所以神就阻挡这个事情。
So God stopped that from happening.
因为神要用台湾成为一个宣道中心，世界的宣道中心呢。
And God now was able to use Taiwan as the center to preach the gospel.
所以我们可以从历史上，从以前到现在都是一样，都神在掌控的历史。
And so we can look at the history from the beginning to now, how God was in control.
神不但是掌控历史。
And not only is God control the history.
他还掌控个人,
he also control each and every one of us. You and me.
我们请看《使徒行传》,
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传17章,
the book of Acts, chapter 17.
17章26节,
Acts 17, verse 26.
使徒行传17章26节,
Acts 17, verse 26.
他从一本诏书万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。27，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，在28节。28，那我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们做事的人说我们也是他所生的。所以28节很清楚地提到说，我们生活动作存留都在乎神。
And here it says, in him we live and move and have our beings.
我们今天呢，都从各个地方移民到美国来呀。
And most of us come immigrated here to the U.S.
那只要是不是神的允许的话，我们连一步啊，一步都走不开的。
If it is not God's will, then we will not even be able to take a step.
哦，所以我们第一代的移民哦，我们想想啊，我们在能够来这里是好像在冥冥当中呢，有神的带领。
And for our some of us who are first generation immigrants, we can think back to how God led our way.
我们的生活、动作、存留啊，都在乎神手中。
And everything in our living and our being is in the control of God.
那从历史到现在，我们就可以看到神他必得胜的。
And so from history, we can see that God will be triumphant.
哦，神不会输的，一定胜利的。
God will not lose; He will always win.
当然，表面上看起来哈，可能哎，神跑去哪里了？
On the surface, we might not see him and ask, "Where is God?"
哦，所以我们看那个从《马拉基书》啊，一直到新约时代，经过四百年的时间呢。
And from the book of Malachi to the New Testament, it has a span of 400 years.
啊，神的停止末世的，就是没有启示。
And so there were no revelations from God.
啊，好像是神藏起来的。
It seems like God have hid himself.
啊，其实神不是藏起来的。
But he was not hidden.
因为他在掌控了历史。
Because he has control of history.
那他一定会得胜的。
He will for sure be triumphant.
所以约伯记啊，约伯记的主题说神会一定得胜的。
And so the theme of the book of Job is a triumphant God.
所以约伯记的主题就是在延续着旧约时代的神。
And so the book of Job also extend the God from the book of history.
在延续着在旧约时代所介绍，在历史书所介绍的那一位神。
And it also introduced that God that is the same from the book of history.
所以在约伯记里头，好像有一个临战。
And so in the book of Job, it seems like there was this spiritual battle.
大家看故事就知道，好像神都不回答约伯啊。
And it seems like if you read the book, it seems like God did not answer him directly.
好，所以我们下午再查考啊，在第二次来查考哈，这个约伯记啊记载些什么。
And so in the afternoon, we'll talk about what was written in the book of Job.
那总结也是神一定得胜的。
And the conclusion is that God will be triumphant.
因为神是得胜的神。
Because God is a triumphant God.
好，所以我们下午再来继续啊。
We'll continue in the afternoon how we should read the book of Job.
要唱诗。
Let us sing him.
482首。
482.